Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, welcome to the Standing Between the Living and the Dead service number 2, a memorial prayer devotional evangelistic service designed going through this strange time of plague and pandemic, heartache and pain like we've never seen before in our lifetime. And so with that, Dr. A.W. Tozer said, we need never shout across these spaces to an absent God. He is nearer than our own soul, closer than our most secret thoughts. And so, ladies and gentlemen, make sure you have personal devotions to God if you name the name of Christ, personal devotions with God, and family devotions with God. In other words, make sure you pray fully in the morning, and you know what praying fully means for you. And make sure you read a goodly portion of the Holy Scriptures. And by the grace of God, muster, if you will, a short praise song and give him praise. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we pray for every single person. We pray for every family, Lord, to have devotions, family altar, what some call quiet time. But Lord, help it not be too quiet. Help them to actually pray out loud to you, to read your holy word, and to sing to you. And Holy Father God, we pray that you'll help every family that names the name of Christ, to humble ourselves and help us to pray and to seek your face and to turn from our wicked ways and to repent and get back to you, our first love. And Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would cast out the devil and the demons of hell and the satanic demonic spirit of Judas, Jezebel, Sanballat, and Tobias, or whatever demons that families have in their lives, in their families, and in their among single people as well. And deliver each and every one of us today in our families and in our individual lives from temptation, evil, and sin. Grant us your grace and the power of your Holy Spirit to, in fact, Lord, pray together. Obey your holy word together in Ephesians 5 and 6 especially. And to stay together for your glory, praise, and honor. Pull those families back who are under the pressure going towards divorce. And they will regret it. And so, Holy Father, and their children will be devastated and destroyed behind it and will never recover from it fully. Contrary to what the little social workers and counselors tell us. And they don't know any better. Most of them don't have children and don't have a family. And so they really don't know what they're talking about. And I do pray that you'll help Christian families to understand that and to realize that. And Lord, we pray also, Lord, for the salvation and for the household salvation of millions of families who have not heard the gospel because we in your church have failed you. Not the remnant, not the 7,000. Lord, we thank you for your remnant, your faithful few, and your 7,000 that you have preserved. But Lord, the church as a whole has failed you completely by not obeying your great commandment and by not obeying your great commission. And souls have been damned to hell because of our failure. And Lord, for Jesus Christ's sake, have mercy and grace upon such wicked people as we are in your church, and forgive us of our sins. And we have done everything else under the sun except those two commandments in the church today. And no wonder you have shut them down, and they're trying to pry them open, but is not working. And so, Lord, I do pray that you would raise up, Lord, true laborers into your whited harvest field to reap the harvest before it is eternally too late, because your holy word tells us you're not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And Lord, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, have that all to come to pass. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. And join me in praying the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. We're still reading in the family verses, that stretch of verses, about 10 verses, dealing with spiritual warfare, and we're just reading one verse at a time this week. And the verse that we're reading today is verse 18, and I hope that you will take heed to it. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. I cannot emphasize enough to you the importance of praying always and praying without ceasing. Jesus Christ gave a parable to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. And may I lovingly challenge all of you, the people here especially, and the people out there as well, all over the world, may I lovingly but firmly challenge you that you pray without ceasing throughout the remainder of this month on into November, not regarding any political foolishness and mess. I'm not even thinking about that. I'm talking about making sure you get out of this month safely, because the devil always steps up his attacks on this week, the last week of October. There's a news story today that talks about Satanists ripping out the heart of a man to worship Satan. This actually happened in our day and time. So you need to, and by the way, you don't need to be going trick-or-treating and all of that other demonic foolishness. You don't need to be going trunk-or-treating or anything like that either. You need to keep your children nearby and close by. And you need to keep yourself nearby and close by, if you know what I mean. You need to pray without ceasing. I challenge you and I encourage each and every one of you, if you want to successfully get out of this month victoriously, and you need to do it all the time, but especially this week, you need to pray without ceasing. You need to pray always. And pray and ask God to give you the grace and strength to do it. That's the best thing you can do in light of what we're dealing with and what we're facing. And you should do it even after this. But I'm emphasizing this time. Right now, people are praying for and searching for a beautiful young lady, 23 years old, who I believe foolishly left her home in Washington State to go see her ex-boyfriend in the Dallas, Texas area. And now they can't find her. Okay, the people, we're living in perilous times. We're living in dangerous times. And I know you people, particularly you people in America, so-called church people and Christian people and not, you want to get back to normal. You want to get back to what you call normal. Well, I'm here to tell you, normal is not coming back. You need to face the new normal that you're in. And you need to be sober-minded, vigilant, and watchful, and prayerful. And you need to pray always, or you're going to get your behind in trouble. And I hate to say it that way, but I got to get it across to you. You're going to get yourself in a whole lot of trouble. And those of you who have dropped your guard and you think that everything is normal and you want it to be normal, and it's not. It's not. Do you understand me? It's not. It's not. There's nothing normal about today. And so if you ever had the mind to pray without ceasing, get that mind right now and pray always. Because the devil is not playing. Right now, dear friend, there are two beings in the universe who are not smiling and grinning at you. Jesus and the devil. They are enemies. Satan is the enemy of Jesus. But Jesus is very serious to the point, I believe, of actually spewing the modern church out of his mouth because of our filthiness, our ungodliness, our wickedness, churches supporting not only adultery, living in adultery through divorce and remarriage, but homosexuality and everything else. The slippery slope has gone all the way down to the ground. And God is not pleased, and Jesus is not pleased. You need to stop trying to blame the government for closing your church. They're trying to protect you. I can tell you right now who closed your church. Jesus did. He's sick and tired of our evil and foolishness and rebelliousness. We're not talking about the remnant and God's 7,000. We're talking about pastors and pastors' wives who are swinging and committing adultery, and on Ashley Madison, and the deacons and the trustees, they're doing the same thing, having sex with one another and other such foolishness, and the homosexuals got your number, and that's why you can't say anything about the sodomites. This is a praying time, in the words of Mrs. Ruby Gooding. This is a praying time. May I lovingly, strongly, firmly encourage you to pray without ceasing. If you know Jesus, and if you don't know Jesus, you need to get to know him by believing in him today. As he said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Beloved, join me in prayer. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 and 2 says, I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. Boy, don't we need some honesty today? Just simple, old-fashioned honesty. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray for your people who are called by your name. We pray for the people who say they are Christians in this country and around the globe. And we pray that you'll help us to humble ourselves and to pray and to seek your face and to turn from our wicked ways and to repent and get back to you, our first love. We pray for everybody in government, from the president on down, in this country and around the globe. We pray for salvation in their lives, spiritual blessings. We pray for salvation, spiritual, family, life, financial, material, protection and provision, blessing for all of your government ministers. And Lord, I know that we're living in the world where the heathen are raging at government officials, but they're just as called as we are to do what they're in the ministry that we are called, in the ministry they're called to do the government ministry work. They're ministers of yours. And we pray for each and every person in government, from the president on down. We thank you and we praise you for the glorious and virtuous ACB, who is now sitting on the Supreme Court. Lord, only you could do that. That has nothing to do with man's power, but only you can do that, to take a woman who is an out-and-out Christian and who lives it in her family life, submitting to her husband, in subjection to her husband, and now she's one of the most powerful women in the world, and still a wife who supports and submits to her husband and is a mother of seven, an example of a virtuous woman in our modern times. And Lord, we give you the glory, praise, and honor for doing that miracle in the worst of times in this country. And we pray that you'd bless her and have her to flourish and to do your will on the Supreme Court. And Lord God in heaven, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would cast out the devil and the demons of hell and the satanic demonic spirit of rebelliousness and foolishness out of the hearts and minds and lives of people in the government, from the president on down, and save their souls and change their lives and lead, guide, and direct them in the way that you want them to go. Turn their hearts to do your will and not theirs. We pray for all government officials, not only in this country, but around the world. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We pray for the salvation by the power of your Holy Ghost and by the power of your gospel as it is going all around the world in different ways now. And Lord, help us to send out a digital track today. And Lord, grant us your grace and your strength and the power of your Holy Spirit to continue to pass out gospel tracks in a contactless way. And Holy Father God, we pray that lost souls would be saved, Christians would be revived, and your holy name would be glorified in this country and around the globe and in the media and every sphere of life. We pray, Lord, for the peace of Jerusalem. We pray, Lord, for the protection of Israel. We thank you for Israel and all that they mean to our lives and to the world. And Holy Father God, we pray for the healing of the sick. Lord, those who have the coronavirus and those who don't, There are many people who cannot go to the hospital now, many who are afraid to go to the hospital. They have other needs, other sicknesses and illnesses, but they're afraid to go because of the coronavirus plague, and I don't blame them. And Lord, I do pray that you touch their bodies and heal them in a miraculous way. For Lord, you are a doctor who has always been successful in healing people. I thank you for healing me. And as you know, Lord, so many people need to be healed. And we pray, Lord, that those who name the name of Christ, help them to call for the elders of the church, at least call them on the phone and have them to pray for them over the iPhone or Android phone, and help them, however, to confess their sins and be honest with them about their sins before you and before the man of God, and so that they can be healed and raised up, for sin is the problem, and it has always been the problem. And so, Holy Father God, we pray, in most cases, that is, we pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray, Lord, for those who are suffering and those who are hurting with that kind of pain that is soul pain, is deep down. Aspirin can't take it away. Ibuprofen can't take it away. Tylenol can't take it. No alcohol, no amount of alcohol can take it away. No amount of drugs or cocaine can take it away. It's a pain that's deep down in the spirit and in the soul, that people are suffering because they couldn't say goodbye to their loved ones that they have offended, their loved ones that they didn't speak to for years, and now they're gone forever. And the loved ones that they did love and have a wonderful relationship with and were expecting another 20, 30, 40 years with them, gone forever because of the coronavirus plague. Comfort them, Holy Father God, as only you can, for we cannot. And Lord, I do pray, Lord Jesus, that you would draw them to yourself for salvation and comfort, as only you can. Draw them, Lord, to your holy scriptures for salvation and comfort. As we pray for some by name, but we include all, but Lord, we would be here for months from this point forward trying to pray for everybody by name, as you know, for so many thousands, yea, so many millions have died. And Lord, you know all about them, so we include them in this prayer. We pray, Lord, today for the family and friends of Ohio College student Michael Lang. We pray for the family and friends of Pennsylvania firefighter Joel Weinberg. We pray for the family and friends of New York Father J. Hector Gonzalez. We pray for the family and friends of Virginia bus driver John Thrower. We pray for the family and friends of Texas resident Eva Solis Salas. We pray for the family and friends of Texas resident Ruperto Salas, another family impacted by multiple deaths in the family from the coronavirus plague. We pray for the family and friends of Texas resident Raul Solis. We pray for the family and friends of Texas resident Navis Solis. We pray a special prayer for this family that is hurting more than others. We pray for the family and friends of New Jersey healthcare worker Nancy Martell. We pray for the family and friends of Indiana Theater Director Brian Fonseca, and we commit all of these souls and others into your hands, Holy Father God. Only you can handle this. We cannot. All we can do is pray a little bit. And Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for all of the people now who have sent in prayer requests. Hear and answer their prayers, and hear and answer our prayers for them based upon your holy word. Ask and ye shall receive. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. And Lord, we pray for salvation and spiritual, family and life, financial and material protection and provision, blessings upon all of the people who have sent in prayer requests, every last soul. And we pray that you would protect them all from the coronavirus plague, and that you would heal those who are sick. And Holy Father God, we pray for a few by name. We pray for Stanley. Heal him permanently of kidney infection. Empower him with the spirit of faith to serve you with his whole heart. Bless his family financially and otherwise. Help him to graduate with a first-class degree from his university. We pray for Marie. Please heal Marie, Kylie, and Dean of all infection. We pray for Pastor Bushibi. Please bless his ministry with Bibles for new Christians. Provide for the needs of orphans, widows, and children in foster homes to be met. Bless them with bikes and better transportation. We pray for Doreen. Be with her and her family. We pray for Lanitra. Help her as a single mom to raise her three children. Provide financially for their bills and other household needs. Take care of her husband who is in jail. We pray for Edmund. Bring religious freedom to God through Jesus Christ to Poland. Help Edmund, his wife Dorothy, their daughter Anne, and their sons Peter and Daniel to serve you. Give wisdom for learning in school to Daniel. Provide work for Edmund and Dorothy. Help Peter to find and follow your direction for his life. Bless Anne with a husband. And Lord, we do pray for all young people in this day and time, even in the midst of this situation, when it is your will, those who have a desire to be married, those who are prepared to be married with an opposite sex partner to get married in your sight. And with the power invested in pastors, they can do it over the phone. They can do it live from the church via the internet. So, Lord, have it all come to pass. Let your will be done. We pray for Virat. Help him to get an education. And, Lord, we pray for those who have been saved through the ministry, the preaching of the gospel here, and who have also rededicated their lives to you. Help these to grow in the faith and be the strong Christians you want them to be. We pray Diane, Mary, Agnes, MD, Son, and Jeanette. And Lord, we pray for those who have recommitted their lives to you through the preaching of the gospel and preaching of your holy word, and by your might and power, your convicting power. We pray for Jaya, Rachel, Aletta, Jonah, Jay, Anthony, and Fred. We commit all of these souls into your hands. Let your will be done in their lives and in ours as well. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, ladies and gentlemen, The Reason for Everything, Part 5, is our devotional reading for today from The Purpose-Driven Life by Dr. Rick Warren. He shares, "We bring God glory by loving other believers. When you were born again, you became a part of God's family. Following Christ is not just a matter of believing. It also includes belonging and learning to love the family of God." John wrote, "Our love for each other proves that we have gone from death to life." Paul said, "Accept each other just as Christ has accepted you, and then God will be glorified." It is your responsibility to learn how to love as God does, because God is love and it honors Him. Jesus said, "As I have loved you, so you must love one another." By this, all men will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. Do you claim to be a Christian? Ask yourself this question: do you love your brothers and sisters in Christ? And if you cannot answer that in the affirmative, then you need to examine yourself and see whether you be in the faith. And the Christians, the brothers and sisters in Christ that you ought to love first and foremost, ought to be in your own family. For we have far too many so-called Christians who love everybody else in the church, but they don't love their own family. And that makes you a hypocrite, a phony, and a fake. The old saints used to say, charity, love, begins at home. If you don't love the people at home, how can you love the people in the church and on the job? You're just a hypocrite, a phony, and a fake. And so you need to examine yourself and see whether or not you're in the faith. We got people today, right now, trying to run away from their family. And they have more, they act like they have more love and appreciation for people they don't know, who oftentimes end up using them and harming them. And by the way, God gave me this thought today, earlier in this service, while I was up here, I think praying, that it is not the people who it is not the people who affirm you and applaud you and praise you in your evil and in your sin who love you. It is the people who tell you the truth about yourself, whether you want to hear it or not. They're the ones who truly love you, not the ones who applaud you and pat you on the back while you're in rebelliousness and disobedience and whoremongering and whoring around, and who make you feel better about the sins you've committed against God. It's the person, oftentimes, in your own family who loves you so much that they will tell you the truth about yourself and your evil ways. Stop running away from your loving family, because when you're all used up and you're messed over and you're in a fetal position, guess who's going to be there for you? Not the people who lied to you and used you and manipulated you. Unfortunately for them, and fortunately for you, it will be your family, who they know you because they know you. So watch yourself and run to the people who really love you, not the ones who pat you on the back while you're doing evil and affirming you, making you feel good in your evil ways and attitudes and rebelliousness and foolishness, man. That's very stupid. It is. Because open rebuke, the Bible says, is better than secret love. Always. And there's another verse, I'm not going to get this one right, but the wounds of a friend are better than the wonderful affirming words of the enemy. So remember that. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you so much for what you have done in these two services, the Standing Between the Living and the Dead services. And Lord, this is as you know better than I would ever know, this is not a place, this is not a comfortable place to be. That is standing between the living and the dead, trying to get the living saved before they die, trying to encourage people who claim to be saved from committing suicide and trying to encourage them to not commit suicide and not to quit on their marriage, the living. And then, Lord, at the same time, over 1,000 people are dying a day. Lord, we're trying to reach them with the gospel as well, and that's just in this country, but thousands more dying around the world. And the world is our community because of how you set us up to preach the gospel via the wonderful technology that you have wrought. And so, Holy Father God, we praise you and thank you for what you have done, for what you're doing, and for what you will do. Please grant me your strength and your grace and your energy and your anointing, your unction, and the power of your Holy Spirit once again to preach your holy gospel so that the people can understand it and be saved from hell today. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Now, beloved, if you are with us today and you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, allow me to show you how you can place your faith and trust in Him. And Jesus Christ, for your soul, is a salvation from the power of sin and the punishment of sin in that awful place called hell. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Holy Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." We all have sinned against God, haven't we? Have you ever told a lie? Have you ever stolen any money from your parents' drawer? Have you ever stolen a cookie out of the cookie jar? Have you ever stolen somebody's food out of the refrigerator, on the job or at the house? Have you ever lusted in your wicked heart after somebody or something? Have you ever coveted what other people have and been envious of them? Have you ever dishonored or disobeyed and disobeyed and disrespected your parents at any point in your life? Have you ever had a bad attitude towards your parents? Have you ever dishonored God by taking His name in vain? We all have sinned against God, haven't we? And so therefore we're all guilty. Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty. There is a punishment for sin. The Holy Bible states in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. The truth of the matter is, dear friend, yes, there are many people dying every day in America and around the globe, but one day you will die. And we all die because of our sinful nature and our sinful choices. Whether you accept that or believe that or not, it doesn't matter, but you will die. I hope you understand that. And the body will go to a grave. Your soul will go to eternal death in that awful place called hell if you have never truly believed in your heart in Jesus Christ and his claims. If you've never believed that Jesus Christ suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, was buried and rose by the power of God. It's nothing personal. Don't take things personally. This is the reality. If you don't trust Jesus Christ as your Savior and repent, you will burn in hell and suffer in the torments of hell forever and ever, according to Jesus Christ and the Word of God. For the wages of sin is death, the Bible says. Spiritual death and physical death. And speaking of hell, Jesus Christ, by the way, preached more on hell than any prophet, any preacher, any apostle, or any writer in the Bible. Jesus Christ did that. He was a hell fire and brimstone preacher, even though very lowly and meek and humble and loving. He preached more on hell, by the way, than he did about heaven. He did this because he knew why he had come. He came to suffer, to bleed, and to die on the cross as the Lamb of God, the sacrificial Lamb of God of all time, to take away the sins of the world so that you could be saved from hell. And with him making that kind of sacrifice, by the way, I only see one person in here praying. Everybody ought to be praying for the salvation of lost souls. He came to die to save your soul from hell. That's why he preached on it so much. And one of the reasons why he knew about it more than others, that's another reason why he preached on it so much, is because he created hell. Not for you, but for the devil and his angels. However, if you act like the devil, live like the devil, look like the devil, talk like the devil, walk like the devil, and don't believe in Jesus Christ like the devil, you will go to hell with the devil. It's just as simple as that. And your unbelief of that fact does not change the fact. So thirdly, accept the fact, dear friend, that you're on the road to hell right now as I speak. If you have never trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior in this life, I know the day that I believed in Jesus Christ. Do you? If you don't, you might want to make this your day. In one of his sermons, Jesus Christ said in Matthew 18:8, to show you the earnestness and seriousness about this matter, Jesus Christ said, "Wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee," that is, causes you to sin against God, Jesus said, "cut them off and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halt or maimed," that is, with an amputated hand and an amputated foot. Better for you to go to heaven like that than to go to hell with both hands and both feet. "Cut them off and cast them from thee." Get an amputation and throw them away if they're causing you to sin against God. "It is better for thee to enter into life halt or maimed rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire. So hell is bad news, dear friend, but I have some good news for you. The same Jesus Christ who warned you about hell said the most loving, most wonderful words ever said on God's green earth when he said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." All you have to do, dear friend, is believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what Jesus Christ said. Now, go by what Jesus said. These are the words of Jesus Christ. Just believe in him. Believe in your heart that Jesus Christ suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day. And he'll save your soul. And then call on his name. Confess him as your Lord and Savior. Tell God you believe that he rose from the dead. And pray and call on his name and ask him to save your soul. For the Bible says in Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. Saved to what? Saved to everlasting life in heaven with God, Jesus, the angels, and the beloved family, the saints. If I were you, I wouldn't miss it for the world. So believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and he'll help you to repent of your sins and get cleaned up. Follow me in prayer, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart as you pray to God, believing in your heart in none other than Jesus Christ. Not church membership. You don't have to be in a church to get saved. You don't have to be a member of a church to get saved. You don't have to get baptized to get saved. You don't have to speak in some unknown tongue to get saved. You do not have to shout and run around the church to get saved. You don't have to give any money to the church. You don't have to do any good works to get saved. The thief on the cross got saved. He never came down from the cross. He never joined the First Baptist Church. He never got baptized, but he's in heaven with the Lord today. And you can go to heaven too. That's how much God loves you. He sent his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to die for your sins. He was buried and rose on the third day. Believe in him today. Let's pray. Holy Father God, I acknowledge and I admit that I am a sinner. Yes, Lord, I have told lies before. Yes, Lord, I have stolen things before. Yes, Lord, I have lusted in my heart after people and things before. And yes, Lord, I have coveted what other people have. Yes, Lord, I have been disobedient and have dishonored my parents. And I have dishonored you by taking your holy name in vain. And as you know, Lord, that's just a few of the sins that I have committed. For Jesus Christ's sake, please have mercy and grace upon my soul. And please forgive me of all of my sins, as I now believe with all of my heart in your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe with all of my heart that he suffered, he bled, and he died on the cross for my sins. As the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world, was buried and rose on the third day, by your power. Lord Jesus Christ, please come into my heart and into my spirit and save my soul from the hell that I deserve. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins and to turn from my evil life and to follow you in the new life, Lord Jesus Christ. For it is in your name I do pray. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you prayed that prayer and you believed in your heart and you meant what you prayed and you believed in your heart that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, died on the cross for your sins, was buried and rose on the third day, allow me to say to you, congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is believing in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you found faith in Christ Jesus, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my book titled What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. It is free of charge. It's a free download. You can begin reading immediately, according to my technician. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Dear friend, if you trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please email me at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you to help you grow in the faith. And if you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Until next time, my beloved, God loves you. We love you. And may God bless you real good, is my prayer.